Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, you are still tuned into Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makaboko, right here on Radio Pulpit. We are focusing on men, as I've said before. The topic for today is becoming a husband with a vision, building a foundation before and after saying I do. The question now you should be asking yourself as a young man is, do I have a vision? Do I know my purpose before I get into marriage? Am I ready financially, emotionally? Because if you're not ready and you get into it, there's going to be a problem. You might not have that honeymoon phase that we all talk about, because you'll be stressing. There's a wedding to plan. There's also pressures in those, Mfundisi. People don't look at their finances. They see so-and-so's wedding was like this and that, so I have to meet that standard. Then after their debts and everything, you don't enjoy yourselves. You're always stressed about finances when you borrowed money from so-and-so. Now you have to pay back people's money. And a poor wife, poor woman is here with you. You just did this because of the pressures that you get from outside, from your peers, from church, from everywhere. So you have to keep those things in mind. That's the things that we want you to ask yourself before you plan everything. And also transparency, Mfundisi, I believe that it's important. When you go on those dates, when you are planning your wedding and everything, don't be lovey-dovey. That is not gonna help. Put everything on the table so that you are honest. No one will be shocked after the wedding and be surprised with a lot of things, because those things happen. It's a reality.
It is.
Yes, and you find yourself stressing now because one was hiding something from the other, and it tends to be a problem. Now, please give us final words of encouragement, Funisi, to single men out there.
Yeah, I couldn't look at any way of advice without looking at the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 12, which is a very, very good advice for young men. Paul advising Timothy, very, very important. And verse 12 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, it says, "Let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believers in word and in conversation, and in charity, which is love, and in spirit, in faith, and in purity." And I think I cannot actually overemphasize this, that you need to be a good example to believers and everybody in this world through the word. And the word, we talk about what you say. We talk about your words, because words can actually be dangerous in the sense of how you articulate them. So be careful of what you say. Many marriages have been broken basically by what somebody has said. And example also in conversation. When you talk to people, be able to discern the type of conversations that you're speaking, because some of the conversation may be damaging. Because if you converse with somebody badly about your wife, and it leaks to your wife, it may destroy your marriage as well. It's very key. But also, example in love. Loving is actually a very, very important thing. And I said, it's actually when you have God, you have got love. Then you can be able to love someone who's actually coming as someone's child. It's actually a child of another mother coming to your space, and your children as well that are going to come. So love them. Be example in spirit as well. Spirit is attributes like humility, attributes like, you know, just emotional intelligence around the whole situation of dealing with other people. Is that's what we call the spirit. But be also example in faith. Have faith and keep your faith. Let your family see you having faith in different aspects of your life, and also be exemplary also in purity. And that I cannot overemphasize as well, because purity is actually the standard of character. So a character that we speak about is whereby purity becomes then something very, very important. So do it for yourself. Don't do it because you've been forced to do that.
And all this that you are talking about, Funisi, we get it from the word of God.
Yes.
That is wisdom. wisdom. Therefore, it is a must for young men to commit in reading the word.
Yes,
that will build you. That will make you a godly husband.
Absolutely.
Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Now, advice for newly married men.
Advice for newly married men, I would say, be a man of integrity and character. I don't seem to be running away from the word character today. Because character is very important. Because character is who you are. Integrity is actually to say, to speak what you do or you act what you say. So I always give an example with a statue if you want to describe integrity. Integrity is a statue that is standing maybe at Mandela. Mandela was standing at Union Buildings with actually raising up his hand. I can bet you, even now, if we go there, we'll find him raising his hand. Even when it's cold, even when it's during the night, even when it's raining. Still. So that's integrity. Integrity is being who you said you are at all times. And that's very, very important. The second thing is be clear with your vision to be able to provide direction, or what we call visionary direction to the family. If you're not clear with your vision, you cannot provide direction.
Sure.
The other thing is rely on God or not on your own understanding. And sometimes some of us who have studied a little bit, you tend to rely on things like research, studies, books, and so on. And you forget that God knows much more than that.
Man.
And I always advise people that it's difficult, actually, particularly when you are academic in nature, to try to rely on God, because there are a lot of noises from books and studies and so on. So, but I want to emphasize God is always the ultimate. Rely on God, not on your own mind. Adopt humility to lead your family. Humility, I always say to my wife, is when I can bend and say, climb on my head and go down, climb as many times as you can.
Sure.
And then I can still ask you, is it enough? Did you climb enough? It's not an easy thing to do, but it's a decision to make. And I've made that decision many years ago, and it's easy. I mean, there's nothing that can irritate me about anybody, because I've actually subjected myself to say, you can do anything with me. I'm losing nothing to be humble. And that's very important, to be humble. So lastly, I'd say, young men, communication is the key in families. There are many times where we actually just break our marriages just because we don't communicate. And communication comes exactly to what you said earlier, Amanda, that you must be transparent as well, because communication is transparency. Is where you say everything, become vulnerable to your spouse. Very, very important, and let them know you well. Let not, after 20 years, they say they're still studying you.
Yes, amen. Amen to that. Now, this one is not here on the questions, but it's just popped in my mind now. What is the importance of having a mentor as a young man?
That is very key. I always emphasize that you don't have to struggle in life about things that other people have conquered before. And that's how simple it is. And also, mentorship is actually a very key thing. And that's what the Bible calls it, discipleship. It would mean then to socialize somebody who doesn't know something into by somebody who knows that thing. Now, a child can walk only when he's in the midst of people that are walking.
Yes.
A child can talk only when he grows up in the midst of people talking. So in other words, mentorship is all over the place. But we ignore it when it comes to key things in our lives.
Okay.
So there are people that are married already that have gone through challenges in their marriages and they've conquered. So why do you want to open a new book? While you can actually get somebody who has walked the path already, and that person can help you in something that they've conquered, and you don't have to suffer that which other people have suffered before. So mentorship for me, I explain it that way. That if you know you're inexperienced in this regard, those people of with experience, they will help you much more, because seamlessly, because they would be knowing exactly how they've overcome the practical. And finally, just on this very same one, is I always say the best counselor for divorces is somebody who have gone through divorce. The best counselor for somebody who is married, is somebody who's married.
Mm.
So you can't be counseled by somebody who's not married.
Yes.
So meaning that then mentorship should actually be very key, but mentorship cannot be generalized.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a mentor in marriage.
Yes.
You might have a mentor in business.
Yes.
You might have a mentor in ministry. So it might be different mentors.
Okay.
If you have all these packages in one person, that will be a blessing. But but go for it.
Amen. Amen. The reason why I'm asking this question, Fundisi, because we always talk about here with my guests about how the importance of counseling, about how you'll find the other party is willing to go when there's a problem in marriage. The other party is willing to go for counseling. The other is not willing, because they are, mostly it's men, because they are like, this is my marriage. No one is going to teach me on how to do in marriage. That is the result of not having a mentor.
Yes, exactly. Because when you've got a mentor, the mentor is for both of you.
Mm.
I've got young men that I mentored them in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get married. When they get married, they introduce their wives to me.
Yeah.
Then I become a mentor to them.
To both of them.
Yes. Mm. Then because there's an element of trust there.
Mm.
And authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Because then everybody, between the two of them, they'll be ready to come and see it.
Mm-hmm.
And be counseled. Now, the problem is that we wait for problems to be counseled.
Okay.
And when we wait for problems, everybody's defensive about it. Because it's like, you want to expose my weaknesses to somebody else who I don't even know.
Okay.
And that is why professional counselors are okay. But the problem is that not everybody will trust them because they don't know them. You need to know somebody and have trust to that person. There must be a relationship.
Okay.
And mentorship provides that.
All right. Wow. Okay. Here's another one, Mfundisi. Let's talk about the importance of premarital counseling.
Shoot, there's no two ways about it.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have never been counseled compared to those that have been counseled, there's two worlds apart.
Mm-hmm.
There's two differences. Because a marriage is a new avenue for a newly for a new couple.
Mm-hmm.
You're entering into another world.
Mm-hmm.
I always say there are three important days, four actually, the important days in a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Birth, spiritual birth. It's a physical birth, spiritual birth, your marriage day, and your death day.
Mm-hmm.
So those are very key moments in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is one of those, because you're actually living a life that is actually going to every situation. It's going to pull all yourself and your feelings and everything into it.
Mm.
So therefore, it is very important then that you are being counseled or advised into it by people that have got knowledge about it.
Mm.
Now, the problem that we have here is people become marriage counselors just because they've read books.
Okay.
But the best marriage counselor is somebody who has lived marriage.
Yeah.
Who has been in marriage and lived. He has got lived experiences than reading books.
Mm.
And sometimes when I advise young men, I advise them on my personal experience more than on what I would have read on books. And that becomes more authentic because something that I've walked through.
Mm. On that note, are there really marriage counselors who are not married?
There are some that are coming from a career of motivational speaking.
Okay.
And sometimes they make themselves to become counselors even in situations. Because when somebody is a counselor, whether they're married or not, then people tend to come to them for counseling.
Okay.
Even for marriages and so on.
Mm.
So it's not that, because when you go to a counselor, generally you don't say, are you married?
Okay.
You go there because you want counseling.
Mm.
And they've got actually experience of reading books. And having studied maybe the craft of counseling people.
Mm-hmm.
They might actually counsel you well.
Mm.
And you may succeed.
Mm.
I'm not saying they won't.
Mm.
But I'm saying it's always better from lived experiences.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's quickly go to a song. And after that, we're going to ask Mfundisi to just give us a prayer for men and future husbands out there who are listening. Because as you are listening, being single as you are someone's husband. God has ordained your wife for you. And you have to choose that. It's your responsibility. I always say it's a difficult position to be in, where, especially for men, because it's men who come to women and propose. and woman will decide if, okay, he's the one or not. But there are a lot of women out there, beautiful. They go to church, they love God and everything, and you have to choose one out of all this. So when you're in that position that I'm ready now, it's time for me to choose. Ouch, shame on you. You must really pray. Let's go to a song. We are coming back just now.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
But there's a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
And that was Eddie Betty saying Kibone Mohao right here on Intimate Moments. Well, it's a very interesting conversation that we're having here with Umfundisi. Yeah, I'm picking up a lot of things, even as a woman. You know, when you are married, you get to, whatever that is being said, I'll go and do an introspection and look at my marriage and see, okay, what can I work on? What can I do to improve on this area here? So I always do that as I am listening. I'm more of a good listener than talking a lot. So let's continue, Funiswam. Thank you so much. Yo, this is just a God appointed time.
Thank you
I
very much.
I believe that God wanted you to be here today just to equip young men out there. And I believe that it's not the last time that we're having you here.
Absolutely.
You keep on coming. You keep on calling. Funiswam, please.
I'm looking forward to that, Amanda.
All right, Funiswam, please. Can you pray for men out there? Future husbands.
Absolutely.
There's a lot, as I've said, it's not an easy thing to choose, but you have to choose right.
Absolutely.
You have to have a vision, know exactly what you want, so that you are able to bring someone and something that you know that you have a plan for. So Mfundiswam, please pray for men out there.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the young men out there. Some are confused, some are clear, my God.
Yes.
I want to pray, Father God, for articulating vision and purposes in their lives and clarify that to their lives. Because without vision, Father, people perish. And we believe, Lord, that as we pray, you will clarify that in their minds. They will be able, Father, to stand high up and identify who they are in you. And let them know their position in Christ as well. Because knowing you, my God, we know that all this that we've spoken about will be able to be clear to them. And they'll be able, my God, to articulate that through the Spirit of the living God. Father, I pray that you strengthen them. You make them, my God, to make right decisions. We are living, my God, in days where marriages are few because people have been discouraged out of marriage. Yeah. But we pray, my God, that you strengthen them. Those that are newly married, we pray, Father God, that we keep them going, my God, with commitment and love. And let them be strong in it all the time. And Father, let them find sources of encouragement. And Father, guidance as well and mentors out there that will help them through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we want to thank you because we know, Heavenly Father, that your people shall live and marriage shall stand and be strong always. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Foluswam. We spoke about how it's important for men to pray.
Yes.
Because when you get into marriage, you have to also build that marriage altar.
Yes.
Where you are praying, both of you and your husband. It's very, like, I get a lot of people, unmarried people, who are saying that, I spoke about this in the beginning, I'll be able to, I can do this when I'm in marriage already. Can you emphasize, Mfundiswam, on how is it important to work on yourself? How is it important to equip yourself for marriage before you get into marriage? Those are the last words. You can also add whatever that is in your heart to young men out there.
I want to emphasize that marriage is an institution of God.
Mm.
And without God, actually, marriage cannot stand. It's difficult for marriage to stand.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it is very important also that any preparation that you make is more God-consciousness and God-focused type of preparation.
Mm.
And it's simple because with God, there are three major things that you need to really look at. Number one, you need to first know him. Secondly, you need to know his word. And dwell around the word of God to an extent that you grow in it, in understanding of the word and in living the word of God.
Mm.
The other thing is prayer, because then prayer then is a communication between you and God.
Mm.
Prayer is not possible where there is no word.
Mm.
So because we're praying according to the word of God.
Man.
So in other words, without the knowledge of the word, you'll not be able to pray.
Mm.
There are many people that are struggling and say, but I will pray. But there's no way you can pray without knowing the word.
Mm.
And that's why our emphasis. Now, when you are then praying as an individual, we have what we call fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Fellowship is ability to plug yourself in a local church where you will be serving God.
Yeah.
Because serving God in a local church would actually expose you to different skills that you would otherwise not have.
Man.
And I always give an example of people that are actually public speakers, even at work, they become managers and so on. They learned that in church because a local church develops you.
Mm.
It develops the skills that you would otherwise not have.
Mm.
Skills of managing your own family. Remember, if we're talking about management skills, you can actually use management skills even in a family. Most of the skills that we adopt in a local church are actually indispensable. They're actually very important that you can use them almost in every part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I would actually encourage young men that prioritize your spiritual growth more than anything.
Sure.
Because if you prioritize your spiritual growth, you are going to be well balanced in thinking and in spiritual matters.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing that I want to say also is I want to urge young men not to see a Bible college as a pastoral college.
Mm.
I want them to see it as a platform to learn the word of God and understand the principles.
Amen.
So I want to urge young men to enroll to Bible schools as well, Bible colleges, just to learn the word of God. Not that you're going to be a pastor, but just to learn the word of God.
Wow. Wow. So in life, there's no time to waste. There's no time to play. To just say, no, I'm not yet married. I'm not yet old. I've not yet grown. The time that you are given by the Lord, make sure you use it.
Every minute is valuable.
Mm, mm.
Every minute.
Yes, because you are developing yourself and everything that you come across, everything, it will equip you in one way or another.
Exactly.
The people that you are with, the friends, even at school.
The information that you consume, whether it's books, whether it's television, it must be something that is built.
Yeah, you can't say, I'm just doing it, I'm just watching it because they are watching it. It can affect you in a bad way.
Yes, everything must be intentional, everything must be prejudged to see what will be the outcome.
Sure.
And based on the outcome, then you engage in it or not.
Be what people say. There are men, young men out there, when you look at them, you say, yo, he's so focused.
Yes.
At a very young age. See, that one is very focused. Mm. And when they make it, when they are old, you know that. We always knew, we've seen him at school, that he was very focused.
Exactly. And focused people are being discouraged out of focus. Why? Because the devil is roaming. The Bible says like a lion looking for whom he can devour. So those that are focused are being discouraged.
Sure.
And that is why even in parental roles, in families, you find parents appreciating kids that are forever in the nightclubs, that are drinking and so on. Immediately you say, I'm a Christian, they say, not here.
Yeah,
they want to chase you out of the house.
True. Sure. All right, Funiswam, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
But before, let's quickly go to a song. I'm sure there are a lot of men who are like, no, man, I want to hear more on Umfundisi and what he had to say, the wisdom that he was just pouring here on the show. I want to get more of that. So we're going to hear where can we find Umfundisi. Is he on social networks? If he can give his number, then he can do that. But you want a platform where young men can get hold of you and get a mentor. Maybe a young man is saying, I don't have a mentor. I don't have someone that I look up to, that I can get information from, that can guide me. There is Umfundisi. He's going to tell us how you can get hold of him. Let us quickly go to a song. We're coming back right now.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za. Listen to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
A beautiful song by Usambulo saying, Ngayo yonke ingqondo yami, right here on Intimate Moments. Mfundisi, thank you so, 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 so much for allowing God to use you in this manner tonight here on Intimate Moments. We really need more like you.
Much appreciated.
I will say it over and over and over again. We always have women workshops, women conferences, women mentors are all over. But for young men, it's very rare. So it's good to hear, to see that there are people who are standing in the gap for young men out there. For someone who's saying, I want to get hold of Umfundisi, how can they get hold of you?
I would love just to share our social media handles, and that will be the way for us to reach us out. Facebook page, my Corners Pokane, that's my personal one, but you can inbox us there and just talk to us. Maybe we connect with you also. We can exchange numbers in that platform, in the messenger. And also, Young Men Empowerment Forum is a Facebook page as well, very loaded as well with videos and teachings about young men. Very important there. Church Governance Solutions is what we do actually in church leadership, and we mentor churches as well and young pastors in this regard. They can actually look at that. A lot of videos of teachings there as well.
Okay.
We got a YouTube channel. It's under Young Men Empowerment Forum. They're loaded, very loaded. You can actually follow us on our YouTube channel, Young Men Empowerment Forum. And then finally on our TikTok account as well is okay. under my Connor Spugane.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for this one. You coming back again?
Much appreciated.
Definitely coming back. Thank you so much, family, for joining us tonight right here on Intimate Moments. Every Friday is from 10 till 12. I know there's a lot that you got today here, as usual. So that's why I always say, please have your notebook. When you are listening to Intimate Moments, have your notebook, write down, take some notes and see what can work for you. Because in fairness, I believe that not everything that you hear can work for you. You can't just take everything. That's why you have to discover who you are.
Absolutely.
Know your vision and be able to take what can what you see can work for you and your vision and your purpose. That's what we were about tonight, right here on Intimate Moments, a marriage counseling show where we make sure that your marriage will work, or you get into that marriage the right way and you know who is the source of this marriage. Thank you so much for joining us and have a blessed weekend. We'll see one another next week again.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.